This is our first state of play. And speaking to Peter Rutler from The Athletic and James Roach, who we've had talking to us about Bournemouth for many a year, about Bournemouth and the season and the way in which it's gone. And the question, I suppose, for both of you, and we'll sort of take it one at a time working through some of these, is you first, really, Peter. How far wrong has it gone this season for Bournemouth? And what I mean by that is, you know, looking at the table where it is now, sitting in 18th place without getting into the ins and outs of the public health crisis and what happens next there. There's a conversation, really, is that what would be a reasonable number of points to expect Bournemouth to have at this stage of proceedings? They're currently on 27. What would you have expected after 29 games before a ball was kicked this year?
It's a difficult one because it does depend a bit on perspective and how you want to view it. I think what Eddie Howe has been saying consistently is that Bournemouth have always been in that sort of relegation fight, just never having really shown it because they'd always accumulated the points before it got tight or testing or to a point where they'd be in the drop zone, which they are now. I think with that in mind, and considering the last few years, you'd say, you know, Bournemouth would probably be about 8-9 points better off than they are now. And I think looking back through the season, the number of draws, the number of tight games, I back to that October time where Bournemouth weren't scoring and they drew with Norwich and they drew with Watford, both at a time where both sides were really struggling. Those are the kind of games where you would expect Bournemouth to have picked up the points that would put them in a different, you know, different stratosphere, but different level in the Premier League, and we wouldn't be having the conversations we are now. So, and I guess that is the fine margins of the Premier League, and everything else comes into it, your injuries and so forth. So, yeah, I mean, this isn't where you'd expect Bournemouth to be, but certainly going forward. You would expect them to be a little bit higher on the table, but it's not completely out of kilter, if you see what I mean.
And that I agree with Peter James. I don't know what you think, that it's reasonable to not be expecting that many more points than sort of another 8 or 9. But that, yeah, you feel then as though you just sort of risen above it, which is the way it's gone in seasons gone past. Do you think that's fair? And if it is, how much of that do you think stems back to what went on in the summer?